This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this week, Johnny, we are talking about a toy line that we would like to see revamped for the 21st century.
Yeah.
Yeah, just current.
Yeah, I guess.
Now, before we, well, I mean, you obviously know from the title, we're talking about the Silverhawks, which was the 1987 and 1988 toy line that went along with the 65 episode cartoon of the same name. I had a bunch of these. I really liked them. The cool thing was they had the wings and you'd squeeze the legs and their arms would pop up.
Right.
But yeah, they could still articulate 360 degrees, which was always cool. Because a lot of those, like, the old Superpowers toys, like, you'd squeeze the legs and the arms would just, like, the Flash would just, like, run. Or Green Lantern's
well,
one.
Well, you squeeze Flash's arms and his legs would run.
Whatever, yeah. Or Green Lantern, his one arm would go up. And if you you didn't have it, like, at the right angle, it would go up. It'd be, like, Hail Hitler kind of thing. And hey, Green Lantern, I know you're...
I don't think I ever did that.
I know how, Jordan, you're a little conservative with your ideas, but come on, man. Let's not do that.
I never thought of Hal Jordan as being conservative.
No?
No. Otherwise, what are the Guardians? Ultra-conservative?
Oh, super ultra-conservative. Oh, okay. So, I don't know. It's whatever. We're not talking about that today.
You brought it up.
No, I know. But I loved this cartoon. And as I was researching for the episode, I told you before we started, I would have swore this went for like 100 episodes like Voltron, and it did 65. It was a relatively short run for cartoons, especially back then.
A year. But if they were 65, they were syndicated.
Right. They were, yeah, it was totally syndicated.
Right.
And then the other thing is, now that I'm thinking back about it, is I don't think I saw every episode.
You could go buy them on Amazon.
Is it available?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I've got the whole series.
Oh, nice. So it's not like it's like Mask or you know, G.I. Joe or Batman where I'd seen everything, but or Thundercats. But I would have swore that I had, and the fact that I haven't kind of makes me sad. I remember having the toys, though. I had Quicksilver. I had Bluegrass. I had Copper Kid. And then I had the, what was it? The Sprint Hawk. The smaller
Spirit Hawk.
Spirit, sorry. Did I read that wrong?
I think it's called the Spirit Hawk.
Nope, Sprint. Sprint Hawk.
Really?
Maybe that's a typo, I don't know. So and you said you had some of these as well, right?
I didn't have them when I was a kid. I got them like later on.
Oh, okay.
Found them in, well, I bought a box of figures and they were in there.
Ah, cool.
At a flea market or something.
So what made these...
Chewed on and beat up.
Yeah.
And it was mainly villains.
Fair enough. Well, you like the villains anyway. You always get the Decepticons and that sort of thing. And, you know, not like, oh, I have
to. Silverhawks was toward the end of, like, that was the beginning of puberty type thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Sure.
The dark times, as they call, as Lego collectors call it.
The dark times.
Yeah. I watched the cartoon, but not religiously.
Right.
And I think that was just one of those ones where I bought it a few years ago when it came out because I was like, it's Rankin Bass, and Rankin Bass has great animation. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, the animation was really, really good on this one, especially like the space battles and stuff like that. Did you have a favorite?
The design of the characters were like.
Did you have a favorite like toy design of one of the characters or.
I don't really like... I liked Bluegrass just because his design was, you know, the most human of all of them.
Yeah, he was great, and I liked his mohawk. yeah. that he had, and the way the hat had the cutout for the mohawk, so it really stuck in place. And then
I
he had the guitar.
Stargazer too.
Yeah, Stargazer was a cool one.
I think, like, you know, because they were just, you know, wearing armor the entire yeah. time. Like, Stargazer looked like just a guy in an office.
He always reminded me of Marty McFly's principal from Back to the Future.
No, that would have been, like, if they were going to yeah. cast, yeah, like a live
action. What was
action.
That actor?
James Toback.
Yeah.
I think that was right. Toback.
I actually liked him in Masters of the Universe.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a great movie, but I always enjoyed his character.
He's great in Top Gun, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what made this toy line so special, or made it special to you, or,
well,
you know,
I mean,
people out
I, like
there?
I said, I didn't collect this.
Right.
So for you, it was special.
Yeah.
For me, it was
okay.
just, I like the designs of the packages because they, you know, had the profiles of the
do you have them on card?
I don't have
no,
any.
No, you
of
don't
these.
Have any of them on card. Okay. No. So
I would buy the card backs before I would buy the figures.
So a couple years ago, Jeff had, most he had all of the actual Silverhawks, and I
didn't. He was missing one of the steel twins.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was gonna get it from him, and then I didn't, and then he ended up selling it. So
yeah,
that kind of bummed me out. I just waited too long.
Well, yeah, Copper fault. Kid, which Copper yeah. Kid is one of the not so easy ones to find on a card.
Yeah.
And I think he had Flashback.
Okay.
Flashback is Flashback the green one?
Yeah, Flashback. Yeah.
Pretty sure you have Flashback and Copper Kid, Bluegrass, Steel Wheel, and Quicksilver, and then a couple of the villains.
Yeah.
Maybe Mumbo Jumbo and Molecular, I think, might have been who he had.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, it was like 7 or 8 figures. It was cool, but I was like, you know, didn't need that many. Don't need that many toy lines.
No.
Like I said, the art on the card backs for me has always been something that I really liked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if someone had the card backs and they were in great shape and not ripped up, I would probably buy the card backs.
Heck yeah.
For the art.
Sure. So you bring up the art and everything, and I think it's really interesting because you look at a lot of the modern toys, like take the Black Series toys, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not a whole lot on the boxes anymore. No. Like, it gets to be less and less.
Right.
And I think back then with, like, Silverhawks, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, the mask, like
yeah.
the stats that you got on the back of the character always added a little extra fun to playing with them.
Well, it was more interactive with a cartoon.
Right.
Whereas most toys nowadays aren't interactive with cartoons.
No, I think like the Ben 10 ones have that stuff on there.
Some of them do. Most of them are just like little origin cards yeah. and that type of stuff. But yeah, there's not really like many toy lines that tie to cartoons anymore.
Right, right, right.
Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What's on those cards? I haven't
Star Wars Resistance.
Yeah.
And that, but Star Wars Resistance, the card backs are the same as any other Star Wars card where there's no information whatsoever. Just right. a little blurb about the character.
What about the Ninja Turtle ones?
It just shows the other characters like,
oh,
that are available
what you
for
can
purchase.
Buy.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that, though. Because I like to, if I see like a figure, I'm like, oh, that figure
sure.
looks interesting. Like the wrestling ones do that, where you can look at the back and see
yeah,
who else
yeah.
there is. And
yeah, know. For each wave of yeah. WWE figures that come out, it tells the 5 figures mm-hmm. in that wave or whatever. Yeah, I mean, the like gaming figures have more art on them because they're more interactive with what people are doing now.
Right.
Gaming
yeah.
is a thing now. I mean, you know, animation takes a hit now, I guess you would say. And that, unless it's like, you know, a Netflix original or,
yeah.
You know, something along that lines. I don't see many other people doing animation besides Netflix.
Yeah. There was a lot of, like, Trollhunters put out a lot of toys and stuff like that. Yeah, Nick.
Disney.
Yeah.
You know, the ones you expect, Disney and Nickelodeon. But, like, you know, a lot of, like, new stuff like Trollhunters and that, you don't see a lot of that unless it's Netflix originals.
Right. The How to Train Your Dragon, things like that.
I mean, I don't think I've watched anything on Cartoon Network in the last year since the Turtles ended. Or that was Nickelodeon.
That was Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Is Teen Titans Go? That's Cartoon Network.
That's Cartoon Network, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't
never watched an episode of that.
Meaning, I mean, now I'm going to say I haven't watched an episode, but it's not because it's like, oh, well, I'm sticking my nose up at it. It's because we don't have cable and I just
I would think that would be available on the app. So
yeah, well, but I don't have the Cartoon Network app. Oh, so anyway, all right. So these toys, I just remember having a ton of fun with these things. They were pretty damn indestructible as far as like being able to like try and make them fly off of things.
Oh yeah, because
so you know, and I also remember my younger brother chewing the paint app off of Copper Kid's face.
Oh,
and having to go and get a second one.
Okay.
So there was that. That's one of the few toys I remember being able to get a second one of. The other thing that kind of stuck out about him, and I don't remember, I'm assuming it was on the rest of them, but the little talons on the back of the feet, on like the heel.
Yeah.
There was like a little, there was a little talon there. And I always just remember that being like really neat that they took that point of like, what the character looked like and things and, right, and added that, because it's been very easy to just do a regular heel.
Well, it was Kenner. So, yeah. I mean, Kenner did a good job of whatever figure line they were working on, trying to make it look as much like the cartoon. I mean, the Superpowers figures, as much as you talk about, they weren't that poseable. They looked like the cartoon.
They were spot on, right?
Yeah. I mean,
and I wasn't bashing.
I don't think you were bashing it, but you know, I mean, that was the thing, is like, if you look at these Star Wars figures that Kenner produced, not the Power of the Force, but like the Star Wars figures from the original waves.
Right.
They look like the characters that they were, you know, supposed to look like.
For the most part,
I mean, it looks like animated versions of Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, but they look like the characters. The aliens look like the aliens. And it's just, you know, there were good artists working at Kenner, like not just artists in drawing on a piece of paper, but artists in building these figures and building the molds for these figures and that.
Like looking at like Windhammer, for example, bad guy. I'm looking at this character.
Windhammer looks like Windhammer does.
Exactly. Yeah. And he has the flowing hair.
Right.
Yeah. And his
because
tuning
you,
fork.
In the beginning of the episode, that's what you've seen.
Yeah, you see him with
his
hair
flowing. Yeah.
Then you had Hardware, which was the little troll-looking guy, and that it's like I'm looking at these and I'm like, wow,
this was like Rankin Bass just threw everything into this, because like, you know, that guy looks like a hobbit, and that guy looks like you know, something from another Rankin Bass show. Everybody's voice actors were voice actors for every Rankin Bass.
I feel like the quality of these toys is not synonymous with. And I'm not saying the cartoon was bad either. I'm just saying the quality of these toys is not synonymous with the amount of this show that we got.
What do you...
I feel like... So, like the Thundercat toys that came out a few years ago when they relaunched the Thundercats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The series is really good. And, you know, it's only 26 episodes.
Right.
But the toys are hot garbage.
Well, right. They were just rushed out.
They absolutely were. Or, like, the Young Justice toys, right? The great series, two fantastic seasons of 44 episodes. The toys are hot garbage.
Well, the 3 3/4 inch were just made to be played with by little kids. The 6 inch figures were nice.
Were they?
Because they were, it was when Matty Collector was out.
Yeah.
So like they were like Matty Collector quality. And that, I mean, you couldn't find them, but
that was the problem, is you couldn't find them anymore.
Right. You could find the first wave, but that wave with Batman and Kid Flash was pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
I found them, but.
Of course you did.
Well.
You're Johnny the, what is it? The Toy Beast?
I guess.
Is that what, that's what it was
for
on the text
stand
for a while there.
People were referring to me as
the Toy Beast.
Just a toy collector.
I always like Molecular as well.
Yeah,
because I felt like he could have been a He-Man villain.
Well,
you know,
any of them could have been.
Well, absolutely. You know, some of them were like Mumbo Jumbo was probably a rejected He-Man villain at some point.
I would go with a Thundercats villain.
Oh yeah, that too.
I would say he was Rankin Bass, probably like was pulling out stuff that they didn't use on Thundercats for Silverhawks.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, you know, that was the thing. Is like it was Rankin Bass.
Yep.
You should look up Tiger Sharks.
Oh, I've seen the Tiger Shark stuff. Yeah, Buzzsaw was a cool one too.
Yeah.
And actually,
he's
like,
one of the ones that I had that was in that box. So well, there was.
And the thing I remember is his saws actually moved, which was really, really neat. Not the ones on his shoulders, but the ones
on
his
hands. Yeah.
And we're talking
his
about these.
His jaw would open.
Yeah.
His jaw opened up too.
We're talking about these toys. They are there's a link to a site that has them all in the show notes. So definitely check that out. Yeah, okay.
So now what you want is these figures to come out again.
I do. I would love it.
But who would you want to do it? And what size would you want them in?
Okay, so just picking anyone to do
like
it?
Like any of the toy companies that you know.
So 6-inch.
Okay.
SH Figure Arts.
Okay.
Highly articulated, multiple hands, because they were able to like have the mask cover their mm-hmm. faces, like multiple heads. And then
you would want the mask to just snap on.
It could, like, I'd be okay with that too. Yeah. But then with the stands, so it can show them in flight or, you know,
okay.
standing or yeah. like battling. Gotcha. But, I want articulation at the elbows. So okay. not just like, you know, not just the shoulders.
Right.
Articulation at the elbows, articulation at the abdomen,
okay.
hips, knees, ankles, like, you know, the rest of the
how much are you willing
arts.
To pay for these?
I would say, depending on the character, between $19.99 and $29.99.
So not SH Figure Arts then.
I don't know how much those are.
Those are much more expensive than $19.99. You're wanting Mattel or Hasbro to do
it. Okay, well, like, okay, so whatever an SH Figure Arts goes for, like, I don't have any, 40? Like... Okay, fair enough. Like,
up.
I think for something, and if they can make it look like the cartoon characters and stuff like that, which, you know, I'm sure they have zero issue doing, that'd
they
be great.
Shouldn't have a problem.
But that's like,
they wouldn't have a problem.
That's the figures, right? Now,
so you want figures that are playable?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right.
The other thing though is the vehicles, because like I was telling you, like I was looking at pictures of the Mirage, which was
I don't think
their
I've
ship.
Ever seen SH Figure Arts make a vehicle, before,
right?
But.
So like, I don't think that. Vehicles, like, so now we're talking vehicles, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who I want to do the vehicles, but maybe Hasbro?
Yeah, then you get Marvel Legends versions so, of the Silverhawks.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think that Hasbro does a good job with a lot of the Star Wars vehicles.
Yeah, I just
so,
the price point would be crazy.
Again, that yeah. would be the issue for...
I mean,
that.
If you went 3¾-inch Hasbro producing, the vehicles would be easy.
Yeah.
That's a Star Wars plastic vehicle. And that 6-inch, you see how much Black Series 6-inch vehicles are.
So is it Playtime that did the Voltron figures?
I don't remember.
So the legendary...
Playmates,
thank you. Like that...
They do the Turtles, they do Ben 10.
Right, so
yeah.
that like Shiro... Like the Ben 10, I think 3¾. I think Playmates would be a great one,
yeah.
and then they could do the vehicles because they made the
Voltron
Lions.
Right, yeah.
Really, they're really well made. And again, then you could have a lower price point there.
Right.
Because looking at Mirage, right, the
yeah.
ship, their ship. I told you I've never seen this in person.
I've seen it at toy shows,
and it makes me sad
because
it's like I'm looking at the picture, and it's like I would have loved to have had that. And
the one you're looking at is like. A nice one. I've never seen one that nice before. But.
So I did a quick Google search for
right.
it after I saw that picture, and there are some really nice looking ones. And then there's a bunch of custom ones online.
Oh, I'm sure.
So one of the reasons I always liked the Mirage is it reminded me of the Fantastic Car from the Fantastic Four.
I guess, yeah.
And then I got nostalgic for it again during the original Teen Titans cartoon, pre-Teen Titans Go.
Yeah.
Because the Titan jet.
You're talking about Teen Titans.
Yeah. That one, their plane
right.
split off like that. The other thing I love this is because Bluegrass
right.
steered it with a guitar named Hot Licks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the coolest thing ever as a kid just watching that and like, man, he's flying with a guitar. That's so cool.
They've never mentioned anything about ever doing a Silverhawks action figure line again.
No.
And that, I don't know why. Probably because it wasn't that popular.
I don't think it was that popular. I mean,
yeah.
the cartoon wasn't really...
Well, they did a cartoon that was 65 episodes, just 65 episodes, mm-hmm. so they could be in syndication. Marvel published a comic book.
Yep.
Around the same time that they were publishing Thundercats.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean...
But it was under their Star Comics imprint, so it wasn't even Marvel proper.
Anything that was animated, like He-Man was under Star Comics.
Yeah.
Thundercats was under Star Comics. But that was their children's animation.
Yeah.
So Richie Rich was under Star Comics, I think, at one point.
So, but I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, who could do this. Like, Monstar would be an awesome Build-A-Figure.
Yeah, if you're Hasbro doing it, then yeah, or Mattel.
Right.
I mean, Monstar would be a Build-A-Figure. But I don't think I would even want that. I think I would just want them to make them.
I'd like, so if it's Hasbro doing it, Monstar has to be, like, that thing that came out.
Oh, sure, last year. I mean, they've done Hulk that big, so yeah. he would be a Hulk size figure, yep. Yeah. So would like Windhammer mm-hmm. would be that way too, because Windhammer was one of the bigger characters. Melodia would be kind of cool.
She would be.
I don't know if they ever did a Melodia figure.
I thought they printed it off. Maybe they did.
I don't remember.
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I thought I saw one, but
I don't think Melodia ever got done.
But they also did stuff that they like canceled that they never actually produced. That didn't.
Well,
make,
sure.
That
yeah,
isn't
I mean,
on this list,
that's so. Every toy line everywhere.
So yeah, Melodia was a cool character. Yeah, I just like I said, I think this is one where if Netflix or Amazon wanted to come back and do like okay, so Amazon they're doing Invincible as an eight episode cartoon,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
It's hopefully going to be darker, grittier, like the Spawn cartoon.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Lots of blood.
Yeah. Like, I think a grittier Silverhawks come back as an Amazon cartoon.
Like, actually make it where the... What was the universe called that they were in?
Oh, I don't remember.
I can't remember the name of it now. I had it in... I was looking at it. And I forget now.
But...
Sorry for the silence. Continue talking. Talk amongst yourselves.
Let's see how fast Johnny's phone is. And go.
What was it? Oh, Limbo.
Limbo, yeah.
So, like, Limbo always made me think that, like, there was some kind of war going on in that, but they never really got into anything like that, and that would be where I would go with that story. And that, but you know, would it get a toy line? Probably not.
No, but
Voltron got lucky just for the fact that you know
it blew up,
it came on fast, and Playmates was fast enough to do Lions. The Lions were the thing that sold it, but like the figures, the second figure line, the three figures got canceled. So,
did they ever make those? Or
I'm sure they made them because there was pictures of them all over the place. It's just they never got. Watch your Five Belows. Watch your Ollies. One of these days, there could be the second series of figures.
Yeah.
What was it? Allura and Pidge
and
Hunk. Yeah. So.
Yeah, if you find that, I need all three and an extra Pidge for the kid.
They'll be.
I mean,
you'll have to pay a premium for those.
After you've taken care of yourself, obviously. But
those would be $20 a figure.
So 20 and below?
20 when I find them.
Yeah. Anyway. No, I think, you know, most of these figures, you know, of the various action figures and things that we collect all come from some other media.
So if I was to say that I wanted a collector series of these figures, it would be Super 7 or Matic Collector.
Fair enough.
Because
that would be cool, like the Masters.
Yeah, Super 7's done a really good job with the Filmation version of Masters. Matic Collector's done really well with the Thundercats that they've done, mm-hmm. and they supposedly are going to be doing more of them. So, I mean, if we're going with, I want them to look like the cartoon.
Yeah.
Then those would be the two companies I would go to.
Okay.
And that, you know, like I said, playability, you're going for Hasbro or Mattel.
Sure.
For that type of thing.
I think the other thing I would like is two versions of every one where like they're, it's got the metal armor and it's more matte, like it's a more matte color, and then a second figure, like a variant of that figure, where it's the shiny chromoly type like look.
The chrome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with the technology now, they could just chrome everything. And
yeah.
You know, like I was complaining about Monstar before we started recording, mm-hmm. was not metal.
Yeah.
Like the vacuum metal that they used on everybody else. It's like Monstar was not that way. And the reason why he wasn't that way is because he had the regular head and then his armor head. And I don't think that they wanted to, you know, have that mechanics
mm-hmm.
dealing with that would be hard.
Yeah.
Back then. I don't know. Like now, I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. It would be cool to see some of these characters done as, you know, figures again.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like I said, I never really played with the line. So the figures that I found in that box, I messed with.
Yeah, it was later on.
And, you know. They were well done figures. I mean, besides the kid chewing on Monstar's horns, I mean, otherwise they've held up.
Yeah.
So,
you know. I told you they had a certain level of indestructibility to them,
right.
Where the soft part,
kind of like Mustakinner's stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that didn't hold up was the paint. Like,
well, yeah,
even
because
the vacuum form metal,
right?
Like it would chip.
You could chip that really
easily.
Like,
it chipped. A little.
Well, and that's
it
why, like, Hasbro,
wholesale
like, a good
off.
Example would be Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
Captain Phasma's not painted chrome.
Right.
Captain Phasma's just gray.
Yeah.
But Captain Phasma in the movies is chrome.
Right.
Because it's more expensive to do that chroming out and then have people come back and go, this is chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm sure Kenner dealt with that a lot. And that, and you know.
Did you read the Phasma book?
No.
Because they reveal where that armor came from?
No.
Oh. It was one of Palpatine's yachts.
Oh, okay.
So it's Nabooian metal.
Oh, okay.
Just throwing that
out
there.
I mean, she can swim underwater.
She certainly can't win a fight against Finn.
You know. That's because he's a badass.
Badass janitor.
He fought aliens in an apartment building and stuff like that.
I just watched that not too long ago.
Watch what?
Attack the Block. Oh. It was really good. I really, really liked it.
You're getting off course here.
I know. Tangent time. All right, so back to the toys. So I think, though, what you have to do is you definitely have to do waves of figures.
Well, yeah, it's like they do anything now where it's like the Voltron's a perfect example. Three figures. Yeah. Didn't sell. We don't put out any more.
So, like, you know, Power Rangers. I think it's like you can liken it to, like, kind of the Power Rangers figures.
Sure.
How they put out all these lines with the different, like, armors and lines and
right
series that go along with them.
I'll be curious to see how Hasbro handles that. If they'll just keep the way the
was it Bandai who had them?
Bandai, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know, honestly, I think Bandai could do a good job with these
well,
figures.
Sure, yeah.
So
they did a good job. Like they've done a good job with. Well, they did a good job with the Pacific Uprising.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim Uprising.
Yeah.
Jaegers.
Oh, the Pacific Rim Uprising Bandai?
Yeah.
Are way better than the NECA ones.
The Robots King, Robot
yeah.
Kingdoms. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, Bandai works with other companies to make stuff. So it's like they're smart in that way of doing it. Yeah. Like I said, a collector's series, I would go with Maddie Collector.
Yeah.
And that what did they do? Wile E. Kit, Wile E. Cat, Lion-O, Pumra, or not Pumra, Panthro, Pumira, and Jackalman, and they all look like the cartoon.
Yeah.
It literally looks like the cartoon characters walked off the screen.
Yep.
And I think that if you wanted a collector series, that would be the people to do it.
Yeah.
And they could do it. They could do it with, like you said, interchangeable heads, and I think the wings would not be like push a button, they pop out. It would be you pull them out if you want to pose them.
Sure.
and that.
Or you like the Batman Beyond Multiverse figure that just came out. There's a wing set in there.
Yeah. And you just like you push just it in the button it. In his back there. Right. Yeah, it all depends on, you know, what people would want, how much they're willing to pay.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff.
I mean, that
that's
line
the thing
of,
is like what you can dream speculate about toy lines that, you know, you played with as a kid, but nowadays it's all about the money.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of part of what this is, you know, like, I don't think they're ever going to do this. I
couldn't see like
Silverhawks.
I've never
ended.
Heard anybody go, you know what figures I want? I want Silverhawks figures.
I mean, Silverhawks ended on my birthday in 1986, right?
There you go.
That was its original run. Happy birthday to me. And yeah, it's like nobody's screaming for like a Silverhawks reboot.
No.
But as we were like going through and planning, it's
I mean,
like,
I was screaming for Silverhawks when they showed Monstar on the new Thundercats.
Right. Like, yeah, that's different.
Let's see that. Let's like, see them show up
expanded
too.
Universe, yeah. Right? That's
well,
different.
The Tiger Shark showed up in that too. And,
But at the same time, like just kind of everything that's old is new again.
Yeah.
You know, like this is an IP that's ripe for a comic or maybe a cartoon or
I don't even
something.
Know who would have the toy rights to this.
Yeah, I no idea.
I mean, Mask is under Hasbro. G.I. Joe's under Hasbro. Transformers is under Hasbro. Turtles is under Playmates. But Turtles has been under Playmates since the first toy line. So. Yeah.
And, you know,
that's like a lifelong contract right
the,
there.
The turtle figures are typically always really good, too, though.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, they all look decent and that. So, you know, they've never really messed up a turtle figure. Turtles look like the cartoons most of the time. So.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's... Oh, excuse me. It's one of those lines where, you know, there's probably a small sect out there that would be like, you know, make these figures, make them now, and just enjoy the old figures,
right?
You know, yeah. At this point, you know, it's like, you know, if you love this line, those figures hold up. That they all look good. I've seen them loose. You know, I've messed with a few of them, played with a few of them loose, and they hold up. And I mean, if you're just collecting them to display. The carded ones look beautiful. I mean, the loose ones look nice. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. It's kind of like a pipe dream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like we all have things. I mean, I'm sure you have ones that you would want to see that we
what,
probably
from the
know.
Line or?
Or no, I just like a line in general, which we can talk about in a later show.
They did the new He-Man stuff for Matty Collector. That was
dream?
That wasn't a dream. I mean, I don't have any figure lines that like I'm like, you know what? If they did that, I would buy every figure.
Yeah.
But I did do that with Matty Collector. I bought like almost all the figures that they did. Super 7's doing it, but I'm like, I'm not falling in that trap again. So. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff where I'm like, you know, it looks cool, but, you know, you only can collect so much.
Sure.
I mean, I bought the Voltron stuff from Playmates. Mm-hmm. They did the classic Lions, and they did the modern Lions, and I bought both sets of those.
Did you get the die-cast Lions?
I don't think so.
The
ones that were more plastic than die-cast?
They were called die-cast, but they were 90% plastic.
No, I didn't. So. Well, you know, it's the justification of if I have one version of Legendary Defender, do I need all versions of Legendary Defender? No, I don't.
And the one version that we have is badass.
Yeah, and I've got Defender of the Universe version too, so, you know, I'm happy. I was pleased that they did them because I didn't have the original ones when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like I said, with Silverhawks, I got the cartoon because I remember the cartoon. I never played with the figures.
Right.
So, you know, 86, 87... 88 would have been the end of my toy collecting. The last Masters of the Universe figure I remember buying that I actually bought with my own money was Sorceress, and she was in the last wave.
Yeah.
You know, Star Wars, I've got a lot of the last 17 because that was the one line that I still kept getting and that. But, like, I don't think I ever had any G2 Transformers, and that would have been late 80s. So,
I mean, for me, like, being just a little younger, not a whole lot younger than you. This was right in my
4 years younger than me. So, yeah.
So I mean,
3.5 years younger than me. But I mean,
I mean, significantly younger. Yeah.
Yeah. 3.5 years in a toy line.
It's a lot.
Is a lot. Cause like,
well, like
I mentioned Blackstar to you and you don't even know what Blackstar is. Right.
And, or like, you know, like I miss Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
And some of that kind of stuff. Naruto, like those sort of things. Dragon Ball Z. That's a good example. Like I miss Dragon Ball Z and it's like, I look at those toys and I think they're really cool looking. But
sure.
I just have zero
interest. Yeah, especially the SH figure arts.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I could see why you would want Silverhawks to be released by them because they do quality stuff and that. But it's, you know, one of those things where it's pricey.
I mean, I don't need like a Mezco Silverhawk or Hot Toys Silverhawk or Sideshow.
Mezco would actually be pretty
cool. I mean,
pretty
it would be really cool. But I don't think anyone's paying.
But they would never finish the line.
I don't I think
if okay. So if you did Dream Mezco figures in a Silverhawks, like if I had to pick a Silverhawk character to be made as a Mezco figure, it would be Monstar. I would.
Okay.
I would definitely like take a Monstar.
You do Monstar. You do Quicksilver. You do Copper Kid.
Yeah.
You see where the line is, and then you do Iron Will and Heart and Stargazer.
Yeah.
And then if those go well, that's when you go all out with Bluegrass.
But they don't even do that with what they do now because, I mean, like the Star Trek figures that they've done have been Kirk and Spock, Mirror Spock, Spock from the Cage, and Sulu. So it's like, wait, you couldn't just do all seven original characters?
Speaking of, did you check Quantum Mechanics, QMX? They have a Montgomery Scott 1/6 scale figure out today.
Yeah.
So they're cool looking.
Yeah.
But
you know, it's one of those things where I have the Art Asylum one, so
yep.
I'm happy with that. Yeah. You know. If I find something at a reasonable price, Mezco, you know, is one of those things where if you find it at a reasonable price, you buy it. Mm-hmm. If it's a character you like, you buy it. You don't, you know, if you're just collecting. If you're investing in these figures to sell them later on, then you just buy everything.
Yeah, right? You buy multiples of everything.
Another line, that, like, because they've done a good job with Mortal Kombat, Storm Collectibles would be a really good one too,
because the Mortal Kombat ones are really good.
Yeah, yeah, they would be a really good one because they would do, like, I mean, you've seen the Goro or the Shao Kahn are stand heads taller than the rest of them. So it's like you could do Monstar.
Right.
And, you know, sell it that way, like, you know, regular sized 6-inch Silverhawks, and then Monstar would be 8 to 9 inches.
Right. Yeah, so, that'd be awesome.
I mean, that's just, you know, like you said, just dreaming of who would do these.
And like you would have to do both versions of Monstar. Like,
well, and that's where I was like with the Mezco version of Monstar, you could do the regular like humanoid version. Mm-hmm. And then just put all the armor in there to snap on.
Yeah, snap on armor would be cool.
So that would be cool. And then just switch the head out. Because that's pretty much what Monstar was, is, you know. Mumra, the ever-living!
Except for metal instead of
same
bandages.
Voice.
Yeah, it was. So, okay, so I always liked Monstar because if the moon hit his eye, it was a big pizza pie.
Well, you know.
And it was Amore.
That's Amore.
I guess it is out on DVD. It came out in 2008. Volume 1.
Volume 2 is like
2011 was Volume 2.
Yeah, but that's one of the Warner Brother Archives one where it's made when you order it.
Yeah.
So it takes a little longer to get
interesting.
It. Interesting. I think Amazon had ordered a bulk order. And that, and they did them, but like you could go on Warner Archives and actually order it that way.
Cool.
It's a little bit more expensive, but you know, the quality is, I think, video quality.
Like, yeah.
With the video, because they're taking it direct from the videos they have.
So one of the other things is like the accessories that came with these figures.
Yeah, the birds.
They all came with their own bird.
Mm-hmm.
So like Quicksilver had Tally.
Could you imagine that in the cartoon? Everybody had a damn bird. Like, you know, it would
well,
just be
some of them did.
Well,
but like,
I mean,
yeah.
Tallyhawk.
Tallyhawk was the main. But like Bluegrass, his was Sideman. Razor for Steelheart. Stronghold for Steel Will. Mayday for Copper Kid, which is kind of funny. Slybird for Stargazer, which was another,
right,
you know, one that was actually in there. But then Backlash for Flashback, Tailspin for Moonstriker, Jetstream for Condor, Sky Shadow for Monstar.
Disney would have nailed them on that Tailspin one if that was on the cartoon.
OEO. No, OEO. DuckTales was woo.
I know, but it's all still.
Yeah.
You know.
Prowler for Hardware, but he was a flying green dragon. And Sky Shadow for Monstar was a bat rather than a bird.
Right, but they had a Sky Shadow like toy that was like a vehicle.
Well,
and that because like Sky Shadow on the cartoon could grow.
Right.
Because everybody could grow.
Yep.
And like, you know, Skyrunner could turn from like just a flying octopus to a armored flying octopus.
He was like Battle Cat.
Nobody's like Battle Cat. Well,
but I'm saying it was like Cringer where it went from a smaller thing to a bigger thing wrapped in armor.
Oh yeah. So. Sure. He-Man? He-Man, well, that was the thing is like in the new He-Man cartoon when they did that, that was the nice thing is like Adam actually was like normal size.
Yeah, he was a kid.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing is...
And Cam Kennedy did a good job of playing Adam as a young man and He-Man He-Man.
As a hero.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing is I think for some of these characters there would be the... They would want to go and make them a little more buff.
Well, sure.
And they work because they're so sleek and metallic.
Well, I mean, you know, it's that thing where if you look at the cartoon, that's how you make the figures. And that's the thing that worked for Kenner. And that's why all the villains look like buffed up and all the Silverhawks are slim and sleek, you know, partly metal, partly real type things.
Silverhawks.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a pretty good theme song, too.
That's oh, yeah.
You know.
That's the thing. Rankin Bass could produce some. you could just sit there and watch like their theme songs for stuff and be like, I don't need to watch the cartoon.
I'm good. I've got it. Like, they're fighting.
Well, and I mean, that goes all the way back to like The Hobbit and all their other productions that they did. You know, everything's got good music. They hired really good musicians.
Yep.
And that. So, I mean, you know.
Okay, so in summary.
Yeah.
We want to do.
In summary. Hasbro.
Okay, so for the for the playable version,
we and go Hasbro. And collectibility, too. Yeah. I mean, but, you know.
So we do Hasbro for that?
It's the same as I've discussed this with people with the G.I. Joe line. Mm-hmm. You use the Marvel Legend format.
Right.
And you just
we've talked about this
there.
Ad nauseum. Yeah. We've talked about it a few times on here.
Because I mean, you could do Silverhawks, like, you know, slim down figures, and you know,
a 6-inch Silverhawk figure would be awesome.
Sure.
Okay, so we go Hasbro for that, and then Hasbro could do some vehicles if they need to.
Sure.
All right. Then for the collectibles, I think I like your idea of Super 7.
Yeah.
Like having the high end line, more high end line of collectibles. So
make them look like the cartoons.
Whereas the Hasbro one, they're that $19 to $25 range.
$25 now. Everything's going up to $25.
$19 to $25.
No, everything's going up to $25.
Oh, is it?
I'm sure it'll be announced at Toy Fair this weekend.
All right. And then for the Super 7,
well, at least Legends
it's that
and
like
Black Series are.
$40. Well, then I'm not going to buy anymore.
Well.
Like, I think they're overpriced at $19.99.
You say that now, and then you'll be buying them.
I've bought way less. I buy more pops than anything else right now.
Yeah.
But that's also just because I'm...
Pops are cheap and easy.
Well, and I've been trying to get the whole Avatar line, so...
Pops are cheap and easy.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
So... and I did get those DC Multiverse ones. I like those. Those were cool.
That's Mattel.
Those are done, right?
Yeah.
So...
We'll see if they're done. We don't know yet. Okay. Like, you know, speculation.
We'll find out at Toy Fair.
We'll talk about it next week because we'll probably talk about Toy Fair next week.
Oh, we should have saved this then. Oh, well.
Why would we save this?
I don't know.
I mean, this is an episode.
It is. So, all right.
This is an episode.
So.
Toy Fair is something like that.
Yeah, we always cover.
There'll be
yeah.
so much anyways that, you know.
Yep.
There'll be enough to talk about with Toy Fair.
Absolutely. All right. So I think
there's a bunch of genre movies coming out this year. So
with the way we've talked about this, I think it could be a really cool toy line. But none of it would ever be able to happen without a cartoon or like a live action series that they maybe to do.
If it was Super 7 decided to do something or Maddie Collector decided to do something, you don't need the cartoon.
No, that's true.
You have the sellability of this cartoon.
Right. And it's that niche collector
where you know you make a limited run.
Yeah, it's you're making less than.
We're not trying to sell this in a Target store. We're selling this at a collectible store,
and eventually Ollie's.
None of the He-Man stuff, except for some of the later lines, showed up there when they were done. That was Maddie Collector, though.
Yeah,
and that.
I always appreciated Maddie Collector because I could
Maddie Collector jettisoned a bunch of the DC Universe stuff there. But it was that thing where it was like, you know, it's sitting in a warehouse.
Yeah, do so something with it.
We auctioned it off.
All right.
Ollie's, good stuff cheap.
Yeah. On that note, Silverhawks Toys, make them.
Silverhawks Toys, just go buy the old ones because they're not going to make new ones.
No. The old ones go for pretty decent prices and everything too. Especially if they're in good shape.
You know, if they're carded and that, then you're going to pay what you pay for a carded figure.
Yep.
Loose figures, depending on the condition. It's always about the condition. So like I said, I've never owned a Silverhawk. So
yeah, have you seen them around? I think Mike had some for a little bit.
Mike had some toy department.
Yeah,
I'm sure they have some.
But
or have had some.
Check your local vintage toy stores.
Check,
see what they have.
Check Kokomo.
Actually, go to your local vintage toy stores anyway and just buy cool old toys.
Or go on their eBay sites and look too.
That too.
They will not ship outside of the city.
I told you I got that Aang pop on the air scooter off of eBay.
Yeah.
First ever eBay purchase.
Okay.
So proud. All right. On that note, we'll be back next week. And apparently we're talking about Toy Fair.
I'm sure
which is fine because we love talking about Toy Fair. All right.
If I'm not doing anything Saturday, I'll probably just be looking at everything that's going on at Toy Fair.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So cool. On that note, we will be back next week. Talk to you guys later.
Tally-ho!
The FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.